Hey lovely people, the Zionist project and Israel in its current state will fail, and I'm going to tell you why. First, the economically viable population is reducing, and more than that. There's also a serious shift in the demographic, and this is super important. Look here. In 2022, there was a significant increase in net migration, 75,000 new people, massive rise in over 2021. But then, as you'd expect, 2024 rolls around and net negative migration with 18,200 people leaving overall. But that only tells part of the story. This is super important because you've got to really look at who was leaving and most importantly, who's staying. So we know there's a ton of dual citizens, Europeans, Canadians, Americans who've moved to Israel because as you saw in 2022, changes to the birthright laws and other aspects had lots of people coming in and rapidly becoming Israeli citizens. Now that people are going out, it's people who can. And that's either because they can return to their countries of origin or they can immigrate to other countries because they qualify for immigration, primarily through professional qualifications, work experience, relatives, that sort of thing. And this tends to be the highly qualified people. So there is undoubtedly a massive brain drain out of Israel, including many economically active people and entrepreneurs. And it doesn't really matter why they're fleeing. We know that it's fear. And in a few isolated cases, opposition to what Netanyahu and Likud and the IOF are doing in Palestine. But more interesting to me, at least, is who's staying, right? Who's left when all of these economically viable or dual citizen people leave? And that's basically the people who can't leave or are ideologically committed to the Zionist project in Israel, which we know is a bunch of psychopaths because we just have to look at what they're doing. But we also know that because Israel has no extradition treaties with any other country, including their greatest ally, the United States, the country has become a festering cauldron for Jewish pedophiles, rapists, con men, murderers, fleeing their country of origin to the safe harbor of Israel. So the population is degrading literally on a daily basis, both in terms of economic viability, but also in terms of psychopathy, which whilst that's terribly scary in the present, also must lead to the erosion of what they currently call their civilization, their culture. Then add on top of that the murderous IOF reservist soldiers returning from the genocide of the Palestinians, with having seen dead friends and relatives killed by the superior military forces of Hezbollah and Hamas and Syrian opposition, on top of the PTSD for the horrendous actions that they've taken in service of Israel, the injured and disabled, and the traumatized, who will be a cost to the nation, not a benefit to the nation. And then let's look at their economic activity. Tourism is dead. Who the fuck is going to Israel, other than the odd deluded evangelical who hasn't yet clicked to the fact that Israelis fucking hate Christians, spit on them, deride them, shout at them when they visit the sacred sites of Bethlehem and Jerusalem and other cities. But I suspect even those deluded assholes aren't going to go there out of fear of liberation organizations, rockets, or another October the 7th. So tourism is fucked. Trade is fucked. Partly for moral reasons, but also because of the obvious fact that the Lebanese pager attack opened the world's eyes to the fact that if you buy any kind of hardware from Israel or where Israel is part of the supply chain, you are taking the risk of acquiring an explosive that some cunt in Tel Aviv can just press a button and it'll blow your balls off. So who's going to buy this shit? Even their staunchest allies in Europe and the United States and Argentina must have some reservations about buying stuff from the Israelis, because whilst they regard them as an ally now, they also know that these duplicitous assholes could turn on them in any minute And next thing, your laptop or your phone or your pager or your piece of hospital equipment can just explode because now you're the enemy. So you'd either have to be really stupid or really confident to buy anything from Israel. And as for the use of their software services and data services, Jesus Christ, who's going to trust that? Other than our fucking Keir Starmer and our government who hand the shit over to Palantir without the slightest hint of knowing how our data can be abused by these psychopaths. So we happily deal with Oracle, which is basically the CIA and Mossad. We happily deal with Palantir. We build our websites out of Wix because we can't get our head around the fact that our allies might misuse or abuse our data in their continuing efforts to control the narrative around the current ethnic cleansing of Palestine and the creation of the greater Israel. So that side of their service industry is definitely dying on its ass. Because whilst we in the West continue with our delusion, the global South has long ago said, fuck you to all of this stuff. And then we've got to look at the support, right? Because it's very easy to say that Israel in itself, as if it were a single entity, is dying under the Zionists. I haven't taken account of the fact that they are sustained and kept alive by the United States and Western European countries in the EU. But that is going to change because even the most MAGA people in the world are waking up to the fact that right now the United States is not America first, it is Israel first. That the promised actions of the Trump administration around Epstein, lower taxes, freedom of speech are all literally being pissed on at the behest of Israel and subverted into the arrest, mistreatment, and disappearance of opposition speakers and writers. And that most importantly, the United States economy is entirely directed towards Israel and war, which is what Donald Trump said he was against. I mean the war, not the Israel. And similar things are happening in Europe. Every week, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people wake up to the fact that their thoughts about, knowledge about, attitude towards Israel are just fucking wrong. And eventually that has to lead to a change of policy and withdrawal of support for the ethnic cleansing genocidal regime in Tel Aviv. And in addition to that, the world's other two superpowers, Russia and China, but particularly China, are supportive of Palestinian liberation and are watching their adversary, the United States, piss its money down the toilet of Israel and laughing as the United States deliberately weakens itself on a daily basis in support of the genocidal regime in Tel Aviv. So these are the reasons why Zionism is ultimately going to fail, and from my lips to God's ears. But I would also caution any tremendous optimism with the fact that for now, the vast majority of Americans and probably a significant majority of Western Europeans still support Israel and the Zionist project and have the money and power and influence to make that work to the ultimate detriment of the Palestinians who will continue to suffer. I mean, sadly, this grotesque excuse for a human being was not only elected within the last week, but over 100,000 Floridians said, yeah, we want this pus-filled airbag to represent us. And because he's been so vocal about his support for Israel, not one of those voters can have the excuse that they didn't know that he was a psychopath. And it's a bipartisan issue, as we know, because Biden was just as bad as Trump on this issue. Harris would have been just as bad. And sitting members of Congress, like this cockwomble, who writes on Twitter, our democracy is not for sale, but has over $1.5 million from AIPAC. Like, really? Hakim? And finally, because those psychopathic remainers in Israel are just increasingly fucking nuts. I mean, pause to read this. This is from 2021, mind you. These people are fucking sick. And they're not going to roll over and give up. So please, 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 boycott, divest, sanctions, protest. Keep up the pressure. Because until Palestine is free in our millions and our billions, we are all Palestinians.